right. We have all kinds of material here, musical and otherwise. And Rob Forsese is here to share some of his comedic stuff. So please, we hope he's funny tonight. Please welcome Rob Forsese.
Why, thanks. Oh, God. I was going to say, that's quite an introduction. So, thanks for y'all sticking around. I'd like to thank Ellen and Jake for putting this thing on for us. Let's give them a hand. Let's go. Yeah. And I want to tell you guys, I've been doing comedy for about a year and a half now, and I'm finally starting to get noticed as the person who waits tables. Yeah. But when you tell people you're a comedian, everybody wants to tell you jokes. I mean, they always tell you the bad ones, you know? I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, we're crazy. We're comedians. We can think of our own material. It's like they're seeking the comedian's approval, you know? I never understood that. Like, this past week, I had a show on Wednesday, okay? This guy, one of my regular customers, basically goes out of his way to get my phone number to call me to tell me a joke. Yeah. And so basically, he basically went out of his way to tell me he stepped in dog dung. I mean, what is the point? I don't want to hear it, okay? And I have a few questions for tonight, because I want to keep this thing nice and short. I just have questions because I really don't know the answer, you know? Why would they name a hotel Days Inn if you pay to spend the night? I just never understood that. You know? Why is it when you go window shopping in the mall, the windows ain't for sale? Yeah. And football season's coming up, you know? Football season. Anybody ready for football season? Yeah. One thing I notice is the punters get paid the lowest. They have the smallest paychecks. I mean, talk about suffering from athlete's foot, you know? Oh, ho, ho. Yeah. But I also work in a bar, and I personally believe they should make a packaging tape for all those annoying alcoholics, you know? It's just my opinion, because they really don't need a beer. I'd love to give them some scotch, you know? Tape them. Let's go. Or a mustache wax, whatever. Yeah. Another question. Why is it when you go to a grocery store to only get a soda, they give you like a 3-foot-long receipt? I know. And then on the back, there are coupons to stuff you didn't even know existed. You know, 30 cents off Bugles. I didn't really know they sold those anymore. You know? And then, of course, there's always the little prize. If you fill out a survey, you win $1,000. How many people have really won the $1,000, you know? Because if that was the case, you'd be ringing everything in separately. That'd take a long time. So I have some more. I have to do this. I've been doing this forever, you know? I'm so good, I can't remember my material. Yeah. That's why I have a phone, you know? Yeah. There you go. Yeah, tell me a joke. I should call those guys, right? Hey, man, tell me a joke. I'm lost. Yeah. Yeah. And why is it whenever you look for something that you've misplaced, it's always right in front of you? You ever notice that? Shouldn't that be the first place you look? If you think about it, you know? Well, anyway, I want to go out with a bang, but let's be honest. We got to give those other people a chance. All right. My name is Rob Versace, and thanks for sticking around.
Hey, folks, comedy is hard. Try it yourselves. Big hand for Rob Versace.